Talking Business on Radio Q. Joining me now is Jonathan Creek, who's got a business called Virable. G'day, Jonathan.
G'day, Alan. How are you?
I'm fine. Now tell us what Virable is.
Well, Virable is a production company, but it's not your ordinary typical production company. It stands for Viable Viral Videos. And basically, their videos have got a bit of science about them so that they spread on the internet and you get better bang for your buck.
So tell us about the story of how you started that up.
Well, Virable is a really interesting story.
And when did you start it?
I started in 2012. I'd just come out of 13 years as a primetime TV reporter for Channel 7, and I'd had for about 4 years an obsession with YouTube and just the whole idea that some videos on YouTube were spreading while others weren't. And sometimes it was even the worst produced videos that were going better.
What do you mean by an obsession with YouTube?
Well, I pretty much watched every video on YouTube, particularly the ones that were trending and the ones that were going to the top.
There were quite a few videos going on YouTube.
There was a lot, and I was very thankful to Channel 7. I had a BlackBerry back in those days that was connected to the internet, and I was able to watch YouTube on my phone, and to their expense, and I thank them for that.
So what did you learn during that time?
Well, what I learned was what I was originally hunting for was the one-size-fits-all script to a viral video, because that would be the holy grail, and even today that would be the holy grail. But what I discovered in my research as an investigative reporter, you've always got to go and get the facts and work it out. I'm not just going to open a business and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. I need to know how it works. And what I discovered was that there's no one-size-fits-all formula, but there are a sequence of steps that any brand or business can go through to make their videos more contagious to their target market.
Are you going to tell us what those steps are?
In a way, yes. But, you know, I'm running a business, so, you know, it takes a lot of work and a lot of one-on-one time, but there's some big mistakes that even big brands make. And I suppose I'm a bit of a champion for the little guy. I love the underdog story. And my business is really targeted at small to medium businesses and how they can use the internet with smart content to actually, you know, take over.
I remember the first viral, I think it was probably the first viral video I watched. You might remember it. It was for a beer commercial, and there were a whole lot of people dressed in different colours, and they kind of formed, they were running across a field.
Oh, that was the Carlton ad? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. That's amazing.
Because that went viral, I think.
Sure did.
And that was that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, they had like a real war chant to it. I can't remember the exact name of the ad, but We Are Beer something.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, it was amazing.
And so do you have to spend a lot of money to make a viral video? Like they did, right?
Yeah. No, you don't. I mean, if you look at the internet now, you've got 17, 18-year-old kids who are producing videos every day that are getting 5 million views. Now, Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 10, any TV station in Australia would love 5 million views a day.
I presume you were doing that in order to make viral videos for Channel 7, you know, to sort of enhance your work as a TV reporter.
You're very intuitive. What I was actually doing is, as I was watching these viral videos, is I was looking for what they were doing to make them so popular and then trying to put them into my stories at Channel 7. And, yeah, there was little things that they were doing that were quite clever.
Like what?
Oh, yeah, I think the model, if you look at a current affairs story now, we sort of changed the model a little bit, and I'm not taking credit for it all, but, yeah, there's a real way of shaping an argument in a story. And if you can get a viewer's brain to identify that they're going to be told a story within the first 8 to 10 seconds, then the brain will make the viewer hang around because it wants to find out what's going to happen next. Now, not only will it hang around, it'll actually defend itself against distractions. So if you can trigger that in the first 8 to 10 seconds, that they're going to get a story, and the way that we used to do that on TV was that, yeah, particularly Today Tonight, you'd have the bad neighbour situation, for example. And, you know, in the opening 10 to seconds, you would shape that argument instantly. So the brain would say, right, I've got to sit here and work out who the bad guy is.
Right. Yeah. So is that trick number one?
Trick number one. It's called I call it the moment of intrigue.
The moment of intrigue.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's amazing. And then there's other things that you need to do.
So what's trick number two? Come on.
So trick number two, well, let's start with probably the biggest mistake that the big brands make is that they don't have true brand story clarity around who they are. What they do is they get romanced by a great idea. Now, what they have to understand is that not all great ideas in terms of content are great for business. All right, so what they have to understand is not who they think they are, it's what they stand for their audience, and then make the content from that perspective. And it's probably where, when I'm working with brands, and I work with a few ASX-listed 200s, is that they have to get out of their own way sometimes and say, what is it that they stand for the audience? Because it's not necessarily what they think they are.
Right.
Deep.
No, well, that'd be a bit of a shock to them, I imagine.
Yeah, they don't like it often.
You're the one who has to tell them.
Yeah, and sometimes I fail. Yeah, sometimes I really do struggle to get this through. And this is probably why we're moving towards smaller to medium businesses. I really love working with entrepreneurial people who are usually the bosses of their own domains.
So, but these people who are getting 5 million views on the videos they're making in their bedrooms,
yeah,
what are they doing?
They're following the five steps of the spread factor, we call it. So, yeah, just to speed it up a little bit, I spent 4 years researching viral content, and I started by going to psychologists. Now, what I found was psychologists only looked at the psychology. Branding experts only looked at the branding. Right, storytellers only looked at the story. What the spread factor formula does, it looks at all of them and all the way that they all have to interact with each other. Now, these kids, a lot of them out of America, are into that. They live in the central point or ground zero of storytelling in Hollywood. And I remember one day I was lucky enough, and I don't want to name drop, but I was sitting with James Cameron after he launched Avatar on Blu-ray.
Nice name drop there.
Yeah, it is a name drop, but it's a really important story for my background, is that back then you had all these social media gurus going around, and they still do it today, saying you can't have videos any longer than 2 minutes and 17 seconds because the human has a shorter attention span than a goldfish. And I was sitting there as an investigative reporter saying, are you kidding? I watch videos for 5, 10, 6, 7 minutes.
Well, Avatar was 3 hours and
correct.
It went viral.
Yeah, and made billions of dollars, right? So that was my one question to James Cameron. I did my interview for Channel 7, who I was working for at the moment. And I said, got one final question. How is it that, you know, we've got all these guys saying your videos online have to be 2 minutes, but you're sitting people in your theatres around the world in all different languages and keeping them there for 3 hours? And he revealed to me the power of stories and the way that they screenwrite.
Yeah, and the way that a story unfolds.
Yeah, they run loops through it. There's things called loops. You know, we teach it in our workshop. You can run loops. I mean, obviously, the more loops you have in a story, the harder it gets. You know, you're balancing an upside-down set of pyramid, I suppose, and it gets harder and harder the longer you go. But you can do it. Yeah. They do it.
And how important has Facebook become in this? Or is it the same on YouTube as it is on Facebook? Because I know that a lot of people are going viral on Facebook now.
Yeah, Facebook's probably a little bit easier because you can pay to go viral on Facebook. Yeah, and that's not a bad thing. You're still getting, you know, if you're
Can't
a business.
Can't you pay to go viral on YouTube too?
You can, but not as easily. It's not a setup. I would actually value YouTube views higher than Facebook views because the YouTube views are actually harder. I myself will put my hand up. I'm a plumber who doesn't really do that great a job at his own plumbing. You know, I'm a teacher more than an executor. But, you know, I've got a video that I put out just last week about McDonald's. And, you know, it's got instantly 5,000 views on Facebook, organic, you know, and it's sitting, you know, pretty low on YouTube.
Right. Tell us about your business. What do you do?
So with Virable, we work with brands just to get to basically make films and videos.
As a consultant, you charge by the hour, do you?
Project by project or by the hour. We can come in, consult, or we make the videos. We operate as a production company. But, you know, basically we're just a group of mischievous guys who go out and make stuff that people online really like. But it's a real scientific reverse engineering process. You can't just say, I've got a great idea and this is going to be a great viral video. I work the other way. Who's your audience? What do they want to watch? What's going to trigger their emotive trigger in their brain where they instinctively share? And this is the next bit of magic I'll share with you. If a movie can make you cry, a video can make you share. It's the same physical response in your brain. You get that trigger, you can flick it, they'll share your video. Now, if you can get a lot of people in the same group, because that's what Facebook does, they put them all in the one group, like-minded people all together. All my friends on Facebook are all about my age. Right, they're all my friends. Right, we all live in middle class Melbourne. Yeah, so yeah, we're similar. So if it's something that I share, then I know most of my friends will share it too, and then off it goes. It spreads. And, yeah, that's the sort of videos we make. The second part of the business, which is the new part, which I spent most of the last year working on rather than concentrating on my own social media profiles, I'm not a numbers guy. Views, I don't really think matter. Shares matter more. You make more money out of shares than you do views. And so I sort of...
But don't shares lead to views?
Shares lead to views, but shares lead to money.
Right.
Because it's action.
Anyway, what's the second part of your business?
So the second part of the business is Spread Factor. So it's taking that formula, the algorithm that we wrote, that we base all our videos on, and reverse engineering it and teaching it to small to medium businesses. And, you know, if they follow it, they're increasing their reach, you know, 3x.
So it's a virable school, is it?
Yeah, it's a school. We don't teach them how to frame selfies or take photos or anything like that. We teach them actually how to tell viral stories that are more potent.
And how much do you charge for that?
Oh, the workshop ranges from about $4,500 for a three-day workshop.
3 days?
Yeah.
And at the end of that time, what can you do?
At the end of the time, you're going to make videos that are way more powerful than your competition, unless they've, of course, already come to the workshop, which is why you're there, because you're seeing them going so good. yeah, that's one of the things. But the real trick to it, I suppose, is that, you know, there's a lot of small to medium businesses out there that aren't going to pay $5,000 for one video. But they'll pay $5,000 for us to teach them how to make great videos for the rest of their life.
Well, it's the old teach a man to fish. Yeah. And we'll sell him a fish.
Yeah, so, yeah. The teach a man how to fish and he can feed his family forever. Catch a man a fish and he eats for a day.
That's it.
But, that's the magic of it is that we, as I said before, I'm a champion of the underdog and I just want small to medium businesses to really take this opportunity that's out there on the internet at the moment. You know, you're in television, I've been in television, you know, They used to pull the strings and they don't anymore. And yeah, people need to move now because it's going to be a lot harder to get views in 2 years' time.
Well, I have to leave it there. It's been great talking to you, Jonathan.
Awesome, Alan.
I'll be talking to Jonathan Creek, who's the CEO of a business called Virable.